It's member-supported Hawaii Public Radio, All Things Considered on HPR One, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Tomorrow at the Sheraton, the Maui Celebrity Series event, part of the proceeds will go to the American Sleep Apnea Association, as well a portion of the proceeds going toward Mental Health Kokua, serving the homeless and others with mental illness, guests of ours on Helping Hand a number of times here. Speaking with us today, he has been Captain Kirk from Star Trek, T.J. Hooker from that TV drama, Denny Crane from The Practice and Boston Legal, writer, made records, and a great pleasure to welcome to the show, William Shatner.
How are you? Let me Sheraton Hotel.
That's it.
Paul Rodriguez is going to be the comic.
That's right.
Okay. Got to get some people in there and make Brian Evans happy.
Thank you very much for appearing.
It's my pleasure, and I appreciate you taking me on.
And if you can, for folks who want to come out and support this show, which does help a couple of noteworthy charitable organizations, how's the evening going to unfold, Bill?
Well, as far as I understand it, there's comedy with Paul and music with Brian Evans. And I fall somewhere in between.
That's an awesome
and maybe I will fall in between. So somewhere between comedy and music, I'll be. So we'll laugh and we'll sing, and we're all going to have a good time for an hour and a half out there at the Sheraton Hotel. So your audience better come out there, because it's a good time to be had by all.
And are any tribbles going to be making an appearance?
No. The little furry things you see will be tourists.
And with so many roles from everything that people are familiar with, as Captain Kirk, TJ, Denny, you've been in the Twilight Zone, you've even been in Hawaii Five-0, you've written, produced, directed, sung, comedian. When it comes to going on stage and doing stuff, what are you most interested in doing these days?
Oh, how interesting. I'm touring with a one-man show that I had on Broadway a while back, and I've done several cities, and I'm going to go out in late January, early February. I came back last month from Australia, did the major cities in Australia. It's a one-man show that I've written and directed, and it's been going on a while. It's, you know, keeping people amused and amazed for 2 hours is the ultimate theatrical challenge. And so if there's anything that I point to that I really like doing, it's this one-man show.
And no doubt the culmination of the real diversity of your life's work. And as we mentioned in introducing you, portion of the show's proceeds benefiting not only Mental Health Kokua, who serve the homeless and others with mental illness in our community and are very active on Maui right now in that issue, but also the American Sleep Apnea Association, which I know is important to both Brian and you. Brian Evans, strong supporter.
I am, too. I have sleep apnea. It's a difference of life and death, actually. And I don't mean that melodramatically.
Sure.
By understanding what apnea is and getting help for your apnea, which, by the way, if you snore, you have it, and then you proceed to snore more and more heavily, and finally you're at a point where your throat catches up and you hold your breath for a while, that your sleep pattern is totally wrecked, and that can lead to terrible things in your health. And so unless you're aware of it, go to somebody who can help you, and there is help. You put yourself in danger, and that's the message, really.
Is that one of the things that drew you to doing the gig with Brian?
Yes. The sleep apnea thing, the apnea thing, is very, very important. It's a very important message to get out. I was brought to it by my wife tapping me on the shoulder and saying, "Are you where you're holding your breath for 30 seconds?" And then I went to a sleep doctor, and I got the help I needed, and now I'm fine. But, wow, it when you're faced with the possibility that you'll never sleep again, or if you sleep, you might die, I mean, that affects everything in your life. So, yes, it's a very profound illness, or condition, I guess is a better word.
The spirit of giving is an important thing, and to utilize whatever pain or thing that we go through as a catalyst like that is important. And also Mental Health Kokua, I should add, regular guests on our program here, our Helping Hand segment. They serve folks with mental illness and the homeless community in the islands, serving Hawaii for 42 years, founded in 1973 as a nonprofit. Mental Health Kokua are out there assisting people recovering from serious mental illness. Lots of folks who are facing homelessness in the state right now, very big issue. great to know that they are also benefactors of this event that you're doing with Brian's. And you've been a star of some of his music videos, including one that I understand you guys are going to be filming while in Hawaii.
Well, that's his hope. I'll be there. He's a cool guy and very talented, and I enjoy his work. I enjoy his singing. He's very old school and traditional, and I love those standard songs.
When you did that Fenway Park one, did you even shoot that at Fenway? I was trying to figure out if
no, it was at the park, absolutely.
Your part, too, was filmed there.
Yeah. And it's received a lot of attention. He was very brave about doing it.
Yeah, he was, and you're right about his style, and it was great to see you in that, and the appearance that you've got here. Is there anything else about the event here that's going to be unusual? Are you guys going to be filming any of that performance for the video?
No, we won't, but what is unusual is the three of us together on stage and the amount of fun. Paul Rodriguez is a very funny guy, and I admire him, and so there's music and humor, and it'd be a great evening, a great, warm, loving evening, and I suggest that your audience will enjoy it, so please come.
I think they will too. Do you have a house here?
No, but I come to Hawaii frequently.
Right,
I'm a frequent in Maui and places. I've been quite often over the years.
And you filmed here too, right? Hawaii 5-0, long time ago.
I filmed. I even filmed a segment of T.J. Hooker there.
I used to watch you on that show.
We were on the Big Island, and there's a cliff overlooking the ocean. It's about 1,000 feet down. And although I'm a flyer and parasailer and all that kind of thing, the heights frightened me. And we were doing a scene with me on my back with my head hanging over the cliff and the bad guy trying to stab me. So I got about 6 feet away from the edge, and on my back I worked my way over, because I didn't want to stand looking down the cliff. And now I finally, I'm cabled off, my feet are cabled, and my head is hanging over 1,000 feet. We had worked out a routine, the stuntman and I, as he was going to try and cut my head off with a sword. And so I dodged to the left, dodged to the right, and we had it all worked out well. I dodged to the left, and he hit to the left. He blames me, I blame him. And he opened up this gash on my forehead.
Oh.
And now I'm bleeding profusely, as head wounds will, and I'm not going to leave this position. It took every ounce of courage I could to get on my back. So they doctored me. They stopped the bleeding momentarily while we shot the scene, because I wasn't about to move, because I would never get back there again. So I have on my face a scar from that moment in Hawaii.
You carry it with you everywhere, literally, it sounds like.
I bled for Hawaii there.
And that was during Hawaii 5-0 or during the T.J. Hooker?
No, T.J. Hooker.
Wow. And as I go to wrap it up with you, your time is tight, and I super, super appreciate it. Been a fan of yours.
What a pleasure to talk to you, and I hope I see you and your audience out there.
It's the Maui Celebrity Series tomorrow night, Sheraton, Maui, with Brian Evans, Paul Rodriguez, and this man right here, Captain Kirk himself, William Shatner. Thank you so much.
Take care, David. A pleasure to see you.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
Thank you.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Hey, I'm William Shatner, and you're tuned to my good friend David Lawrence.